When you're looking for a new computer or need help with one you already own, call 231-8000 and Madison Computer Works will get things up and running for you. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Welcome back to SlysOffice.com. We're podcasting from Labor Fest 2019. I'm trying to think how many years I've been coming out here. What do you think, a couple?
Yeah, there's a few there. Yeah.
Andy Wadey with us. He's the president of Madison Teachers Incorporated. All right, explain to us what's going on here, and what can we do to stand up for our teachers?
Well, so thinking about, like, with our base wage work, so we're really close. I mean, we've gotten them from 0.5 to the 2.32, and we just need to get that little bit of extra boost to get to the 2.44 where we need to be. That cost of living is really important for everyone, you know, to keep things where they need to be. So thinking about just making sure you reach out to Board of Ed members and let them know.
I don't understand. Why has this been a struggle?
Well, you know, I think, we've got to look around the country, right? We've got to look at the state. We've got to look at where the funding's coming. But at the same time, I think we had hoped that we would not be having the same discussion like we did last year.
Are we losing teachers?
Yeah, we definitely. There certainly is a huge problem here in Madison, Wisconsin.
I know it's been a huge problem in Milwaukee.
Definitely. Yeah, people. You know, we've reached that point where people are. We've actually got more resignations and retirements. We've talked about that before. It's
right.
not good.
But they got their board to do the right thing, so we can get our board to do the right thing, right?
Right. Yeah. I'm confident. You know, I think that we can get there.
What's the hang-up? Why is it taking a little while?
Well, there was the beginning part with waiting for the state budget to come in. I guess even going back, I mean, I think there was a lot of work done earlier, and I think, we would have liked to have seen something different than a 0.5 for the placeholder to start the whole process. So when we actually started base wage, we were already kind of behind there. But then, waiting for the state budget to come in and then just, over the summer, I think, really. Just
right.
Getting people together and get people focused on that.
All right. What can people do?
So, definitely reach out to the Board of Education, any members there. Let them know that you feel that it's important that all educators, because this is about, people think of teachers. You're also talking about our school security assistants. You're talking about our clerical, technical. You're talking about food service. You're talking about our special education assistants. All of the folks in our building, this is where their raise, well, it's not a raise. This is where they're keeping up with the
cost of living,
right? Yeah.
Yeah, this isn't brain surgery here. And as it is, teachers are grossly underpaid.
Without a doubt, yeah.
You know, I remember years ago, John Matthews came onto my show and he said, I think teachers should start at, and again, this is the late 90s, early 2000s. He goes, I think teachers should start at $70,000 a year. Right. Well, Speaker Jensen was listening and he almost gave Speaker Jensen a heart attack. But you look at the education level
right. And
you look at the retraining and the work they have to do, and then you look at some of the dangerous circumstances teachers are teaching in, I'm sorry, that isn't a far-fetched notion.
No, I think, and that's the whole reason you've got these salary schedules that are designed to get people up to a professional wage, but let's start there, and then we wouldn't have to worry about as much with that. We'd be able to keep it up.
Do you still get that crap about, well, you guys only work 9 months a year?
Of course, yeah. Everybody, you got the summers off, but I tell you right now, a teacher new to Madison just has been already for 7 days through training just this summer. Folks working all year round, really. I mean, there's professional development going on, not to mention people just doing their own learning and growth.
Let me ask you about some of the other things that have been prevalent lately, and that is obviously some teachers coming under fire and being falsely accused of either racism or mistreatment of students. What can people do in this community to protect the teachers and the integrity of not only safety in those buildings, but also some sort of classroom order so they can do their job?
Well, I think when you look at that, a lot of what's we're dealing with difficult issues all the way around, right? I mean, we know that education is something that is a challenging profession. We've got lots of things happening. I think really what I'd love to see happening is a lot more talking, dialogue about getting our community together around education and saying this is something that we really want to make sure that we're doing well, and we're getting all of our community members engaged in that discussion.
But we want due process for teachers, right?
Right.
Are you concerned that some of that is slipping away?
I think that, you know, we've got the process. We've done a lot of work with our handbook to try to keep that in there. And I think that one of the difficulties, I think that goes back to that idea of a lot of things happening where people are jumping in and not all everything's known. So we've got, you know, people, we need to make sure, like you said, that we're having a dialogue about things and that we're not having a situation where things are getting ahead of themselves.
Well, and you've got the added problem of people jumping to conclusions on social media.
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. How many years have you taught?
22 years in Madison. I subbed a little bit before then, so it's about my 25th year or so of education.
Wow. How many more?
Well, let's see, as many as I can go. I'm in this for the long haul with you know, working with students. I love to do this. Love to work with a great group of professionals. You know, families, like I said, the community, when we rally around education, great things happen.
And if people want to support their teachers, they should call their school board members.
Definitely. Let them know that cost of living. Let them know that they support the work that we're doing and that we want to keep working and just improving everything that we do.
Well, thank you again this year, MTI, supporting my podcast site. And
definitely.
We pay tribute to that all year long.
Thanks. Appreciate all you do.
All right, Andy. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks.
Appreciate
it.
Sly'sOffice.com, brought to you by MTI and other great unions.
Sly'sOffice.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.
Hey, I want to welcome a new sponsor to Sly'sOffice.com. It's the attorneys at Gingras, Thompson, and Walks. Whether it be personal injury, civil rights, employment, family law, medical malpractice, Social Security disability, or workers' compensation, they have an attorney for you who will meet with you individually and give you the time you deserve. They have offices in Eau Claire, Madison, Milwaukee, and Waukesha. If you want to reach them, it's easy, gtwlawyers.com. That's gtwlawyers.com.